95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, we did those 30s gangster terms just the other day.
Right.
There's a couple of them in that AC/DC song. Neckties, high voltage. Yeah.
You think they wrote that in the 30s?
Probably. That was,
How was your night?
Been around for a bit. Good. And you?
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, good.
Let's listen to this little radio station. I heard our pal Stu went to the Volbeat Ghost Show last night.
Oh, right.
Called in, totally wasted to Greg to check in.
Excellent.
Hey, the show is great, man.
That's the only kind of recap we need.
That was awesome.
The drunk recap.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up on today's Kevin and Sluggo show, there was a zebra high-speed chase.
Okay.
Which I loved.
I am not a zebra.
We have Molly Knight to talk Dodgers again, because the Dodgers did get past the Cardinals last night.
It was a pretty quiet little game. Not much going on.
Until the very last play, which was amazing. No, I was doing other things while the game was on. I mean, let's not be ridiculous.
Be sure to tell her that.
Right. She calls. There's a guy that was in prison, and then he got taken to court for his case against him for, I don't know, it was assault or something.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the courtroom, while the proceedings were going on, he tried to make a citizen's arrest on the judge.
Ah!
That story has everything.
That does. Nice robes, buddy. You're going down.
And crazy bosses.
Mm. Oh, I've had my share.
Keith Fries!
On today's show. Plus the high-low game.
Yeah, it's up to $1,700. Last guess was low, and that was a 62. So sometime between now and 4, we'll play that game with you. And you will, for sure, if you're caller 13, win yourself some Stones tickets, which is nice.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag fact.
You know that I love my high-speed chases.
Mm-hmm.
More than most.
A lot of people tweet at you and go, oh, right now, Channel 5.
Yep. And I love it. Get a heads up, turn it on. I'll watch it on Facebook Live or whatever, and I'll watch it for 6 hours if that's how long it takes.
I'm picturing you like in the movie Serenity with just a ton of television screens.
Oh,
and
that would
just
be the ultimate.
Chases everywhere.
Yes. like a screen per city.
Yes.
That would be great.
There you go.
I need to work on that. But I got to tell you, it's getting a little dull in that most of the time it's a car.
Right.
Sometimes it's a truck. Right. Occasionally there's a moving van.
Or an ambulance.
Or somebody steals a cop car.
School bus.
Or in San Diego, a tank.
Oh, that's right. That was classic. Ooh, dude.
But we need to step it up because Illinois is really going for the title.
Oh, yeah?
Here's the headline. Stray zebras from pumpkin patch caused 2-hour chase.
They're like, I'm out of here. Me too.
They got out of the pumpkin farm and just started running amok.
That rules. Right on zebras.
And imagine the police call. Listen, I'm sorry. Copy. Did you say zebras? Here is somebody who posted a TikTok of they were just seeing the animals.
Right.
And they couldn't figure out what it was exactly at first.
They look like zebras. They got stripes.
They are. Oh, my word.
See, that's when you'd be thinking the drugs are starting to kick in.
Right.
Are you having some sort of flashback or something?
Did I take something? Because I don't. There's no way there's zebras.
Why would there be zebras?
Free?
Yeah. If they start melting, I know.
It was pretty exciting for a while,
right?
An employee of the farm said. In an effort to catch the animals, it was all hands on deck. But then they had to call the sheriff's department, and they got a bunch of sheriff's deputies out. And they were, roaming around trying to find the zebras, and then also trying to, box them in, which...
It can't be easy.
No.
I don't remember ever boxing in a zebra. I don't know how I would go about it.
What's your first thought? I don't know. I've never been in that position.
And these poor deputies, they're out there. They want to catch the bad guys and, stop the crime. Right. They got to go catch a damn zebra.
The zebras crossed Route 47 several times and wandered north through farm fields to Big Timber Road. A passenger in a car is the one that did that TikTok.
Right.
And they say we're used to loose cows and horses, all kinds of livestock. We've had emus, is that how you say it?
Sure, why not?
Over the years, because there's an emu farm up that way.
Right.
But a zebra, this is maybe the first time. And the sheriff said, how do you catch zebras? They don't teach us that in the police academy.
Yeah, what do they like to eat? You're going to put out a, I don't know.
Carrots.
Yeah, right?
Is it?
Is it?
Hell if I know.
Hey, zebras! Teeth.
You could probably Google it and figure out what they eat, but true. I don't know. They said zoo workers tracked the animals on ATVs until one was caught alongside the road, and another was corralled and fenced in a pasture.
So you're saying you'd like to see some zebras running down the freeway?
I'm saying that I do not appreciate the fact that other cities are now trying to take our excitement.
Yeah. It's like when they have earthquakes. We're like, how dare you?
Right.
That's our thing.
Hey,
man.
Look what's happening out there in Southern California. That looks cool. Let's do one here.
All we got are zebras. All right, let them go.
And they're stepping it up with zebras. So I'm saying, people in Southern California, we need to step it up.
Yeah, and you in Illinois, stay in your lane.
Right.
As it were.
We can't let Illinois overtake our crazy.
No.
So let's crazy it up, if you don't mind.
What is that pie graph that exists about Led Zeppelin? Like three quarters of it is mystic and, you know, the old-timey stuff. And then there's, of course, love and sex or whatever. And a tiny bit of citrus. And that would be it right there, tangerine. 1/18.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a new idea for you. It's called So That Happened.
So That Happened.
So these are three stories that are real.
Oh, okay.
And the one that you're the most interested in will give you more detail.
I like that. All right. So now these are all real. None of them are fake,
correct.
Weird, bizarre.
Nope.
Okay.
All correct.
Right. Ralph's not going to jump out of a box and start.
They're all real.
Okay.
The man I had an affair with died, and I don't know what to tell my husband.
I think my first advice would be keep your mouth shut.
I have a suggestion. Nothing.
Right? I mean, he's dead. You're good.
Story two.
Yeah.
All hail the hefty king. 480 Otis is crowned Alaska's fattest bear.
That's kind of interesting.
And number three.
Yeah.
Inside the world's first Bitcoin rehab clinic.
Oh, man.
Where traders who have lost millions battle cryptocurrency addiction.
Wow, I'm kind of interested in that one because I'm sure there's lots of weird details and it'd be hard to, you know.
I assume that it's mostly gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you get the idea that,
Makes sense. Yeah.
It's really a gamble to get into cryptocurrency anyway.
Yeah, and you're kind of putting your life and your savings and everything in.
Right.
I mean, it is gambling, basically.
So the man I had an affair with died, and I didn't know what to tell my husband. Mm-hmm. All hail the hefty king. 480 Otis is crowned Alaska's fattest bear inside Wall Street's, inside the world's first Bitcoin rehab
team. I think I have to go with a fat bear. I want to hear about that.
The fat bear is awesome because they have this contest every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
To find the fattest bear?
The fattest bear.
In
in Alaska.
Yeah, the last frontier, what do they call it up there? Something, I don't know. Land of the Midnight Sun?
Yes.
Yeah.
The brown bear overcame some health issues.
Diabetes?
This is how much they follow the fat bear competition.
Right.
Is that they have cameras there.
Right.
So they can watch the bear, and apparently halfway through the year, it hadn't been eaten well.
It's like, dude, put out some TV dinners for this man.
Dude, you know that the bear. Vote is coming up, right?
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Put out a picnic basket.
Right, exactly. So it's in Katmai National Park.
Is that anywhere near Northern Exposure, that radio station?
Yes, that's right. Like it's the same place. Late Tuesday, the brown bear had come off out on top after a dramatic transformation following a 2.5 month eating frenzy.
Ooh, I've been there.
Right. You've been in an eating frenzy.
Oh, yeah. For 2.5 straight months.
2.5 months.
Sure. Now 2.5
this
years.
This bear was out there like, rah, 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 for 2.5 months.
Wow. What do they eat? I mean, they just, anything they can get their claws on.
A lot of salmon.
Oh,
this
salmon,
is one of those places where the salmon jump up.
Oh,
out
yeah.
Of,
right
out
into
of
their mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a 25-year-old bear who lives in the park, garnered more than 51,000 votes.
Wow. What? 51,000?
Yes.
Dang.
Just for that bear. So who knows how many people are actually voting?
Right.
But
three.
It's hilarious.
A lot. Over and over again.
He edged out the not quite as hefty 151 Walker.
Now that Walker sucks.
Loser.
Yeah, boo.
It's Otis's fourth win.
Oh, right on, Otis.
He's a champion fat bear. It comes before he reaches his peak fitness. So he's not even, he's still a child bear.
Wow, nice.
And he's already won four times.
And Leon's getting larger.
Otis is also missing two of his canine teeth.
Because he's been eating so much?
They're really looking closely at these bears.
No kidding.
He must compete with younger and larger bears who want access to his fishing spots, the biography reads. There's a biography on Otis. While Otis occasionally appears to be napping or not paying attention, most of the time he's focused on the water and the experience and relatively high salmon catch rate. Katmai. said Tuesday to celebrate the crown, Otis was still chowing down.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I'm sure Otis knew that he'd won the crown.
Of course he did.
So he must have been very excited when he went back and started really eating more salmon.
Telling all his bear friends.
Fat Bear Week is the name of it. It's an annual online tradition celebrating bear success and gluttonous glories.
You know, there's not a lot to do in Alaska. I've been there. I know. So
have you lived there?
Yeah, I spent a summer there.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was awesome.
Did you watch Fat Bears? Did you see Otis?
We avoided him in Denali Park. Any bears. They kept warning us they were out there.
Otis is a four-time winner.
Yeah, he could have chowed down on me and like really gone to town.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Four-time winner, though. So congrats to Otis.
Yeah, Otis!
Fattest bear in the world.
He's P-H-A-T.
I'm not sure it's that fat. No.
All right.
No, I think it's F-A-T. $1,700.
Yeah, man.
$1,700.
That's nice. That's some cash.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the high-low game.
Now, we do this 7, 9, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3, 5 p.m. 1, 3, and 5 p.m. here on KLOS.
I'm not sure what that meant.
So like five times or whatever.
We got you.
And every time someone doesn't get it, it goes up another $100. So it's already up to $1,700. The last guess was 62 with Marcy, but it's higher than that.
Guess of 62 was low.
Low.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you get through and you're caller 13, you automatically get tickets to see the Stones at SoFi. And if you guess the correct number, you also get $1,700.
So good luck unto you. Call now. Tickets on sale right now to see those guys, SoFi Stadium. But we've got tickets for you. Again, at 5 o'clock if you're caller 13. And now you also get to play this little game with us.
It's our high-low game, KLOS. Who is this?
This is Rick.
Rick, you're caller 13.
Yay, Stones nice. Ticket.
Yeah, going to see the Stones.
Stones tickets at SoFi, you automatically won. Now you get to guess. The number is between 0 and 95. The last guess was 62, and that was too low.
So what do you think the number is for $1,700? Between 0 and 95.
Oh man, I'm gonna go with what my mom said and hope she's right. Either way, I'm going the Stones.
63. Oh, you better have a word with mom. She gave you a bad number.
Mom sucks. Mom sucks.
You need to go with me to see the Stones.
Yeah, there you go. Right on. All right, so sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, we're gonna play the game again. The last guess now was 63, and it is higher than that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. So I was watching the Dodger game last night. I gotta be honest, I don't do that a lot.
Right. But you did not want to miss that one yesterday.
I did not, because yesterday was the wild card game, which means they could have been eliminated or they can move on.
Right.
This is the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs and a young man by the name of Chris Taylor up to bat with one guy on base. Listen.
Reyes fires. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. This is way back. Walk him off. Chris Taylor.
I mean, you can't ask for a better rap.
Game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
I mean, that's like the perfect storm. The perfect.
So let's talk to Molly Knight, who covers the Dodgers a lot. Hey,
no, this
Molly.
Isn't Manny Ramirez again.
Nope, this is Molly Knight.
Real human.
She's an actual person who actually follows the Dodgers.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Tell us about last night.
It was a crazy game. I was sitting there, and around the seventh inning, I was thinking, gosh, I am so tired. My body hurts. What's going on? I realized it had been going on for 4 hours.
Wow, yeah.
The game was it was like a 5 hour nine-inning game, which crazy considering the score was 1-1 the whole time. And so it was tense the whole way through. But the crowd was great. It was the Cardinals are a really good team, and it's unfortunate that one game, after playing 162, that one game could be the end of your season, but that's just the way it goes. Those are the rules, and the Dodgers won this time.
Tell us about two people, Cody Bellinger and Chris Taylor.
Yeah, I was nervous about Bellinger. Obviously, he won the MVP award in 2019, but he's been having a really tough year. He's been derailed by injuries. He had shoulder surgery in the offseason, and then he broke his leg on a fluke play. He's had a hamstring problem. I mean, all these issues. It's just been kind of an automatic out at the plate. And he came in last night. He started, got the start in center, and he had two walks, a hit, two steals, and scored the winning run. So, I mean, that's a great game for anyone in the playoffs, let alone somebody who's been struggling so much. And then Chris Taylor, I mean, he didn't start the game, but he had the walk-off hit in the end. I think the Dodgers have only ever had four walk-offs in playoffs. You know, Kirk Gibson home run, Justin Turner hit a home run in 2017 in game two of that game. Oh, and Max Muncy hit the home run that ended that 17-inning World Series game. So I think last night was only the fourth walk-off in Dodger Stadium history. So that was pretty cool. I mean, the playoffs. That was pretty cool.
As an athlete, I mean, that must be what you dream about as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Stepping up to the plate. Yes, bottom of the ninth, two outs.
Winning it all, basically.
And winning it all.
I mean, it's not for the World Series Championship, but it's like, he's hit home runs in bigger games in terms of, like, the National League Championship Series. I think he's probably hit a World Series home run. But this was the biggest hit of his life, and just in terms of, like, okay, the Dodgers are going to go home if someone doesn't do something. And he did it. And it's got to be just a tremendous feeling to run the bases. I mean, that stadium just exploded.
He was...
It was a great... The photos are tremendous, too.
His feet were barely touching the ground.
I know. He was around the bases like they were going to take it back from him. Yep. If he didn't make it, it was pretty crazy.
I noticed how fast he was running. I love that, too, that he was just like, I am sprinting because...
For anybody who tells me...
This is...
My butt back in the game.
Right, exactly. The Dodgers play the Giants. Thoughts?
Yes. So this is the first time ever that these two teams will play each other in a postseason, which is sort of mind-boggling, but then you realize that they've always been in the same division, and until 1995, only one team per division went to the playoffs. So it just so happens that since 1995, these two teams have not found each other. They've been in the playoffs a couple of times at the same time, or at least once in 2016. Well, in 2014 as well. The Giants won it all that year as a wild card. So the Dodgers could return the favor this year and not go all the way while the Giants don't, but they'll have to beat them first. That's not really true.
I noticed that your prediction is Dodgers in five.
Yeah, I think the Dodgers are still a better team. I wrote that really Max Muncy really hurts. I think they've got the better rotation. I think they've got the deeper lineup, and I think I give them the slight edge. Really Max Muncy hurts, but the Giants also lost their star first baseman Brandon Belt. We'll see what happens. It's going to be close. It's not going to be a blowout on either end. These are two worthy adversaries. I think the stats show 107 game team win team against the 116 win. There have been two teams with more than 105 wins to face each other in the playoffs in history.
That's incredibly crazy.
Good teams.
Yes.
Yeah. These are two really good, and they split. You know, all year long, I think the Giants won 10 and the Dodgers won 9. I mean, they were battling all year long. So it should be this should be the series that we talk about for a long time.
And that starts tomorrow night, correct?
Tomorrow night in San Francisco, game 2 in San Francisco on Saturday night, then they have an off day, and then game 3 will be in LA on Monday, and then we'll see about games 4 and 5 after that.
Good times. Tell us about the long game.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I started a newsletter called The Long Game, and anybody can subscribe. It's free, and you get writings about all kinds of stuff, baseball, pop culture, other sports, mental health. And you can find it on my Twitter at twitter.com/Molly_Knight.
And just to mention this, you actually predict all four MLB divisional playoff series, not just Dodgers.
Yes. Although my prediction of the White Sox beating the Astros is not looking good, as the Astros are up 6-0. And the White Sox still have some back in the next couple of games, but not looking so smart so far.
It's impossible to guess. Everybody knows that.
I know.
Molly, thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank you. Bye now. What are you looking at when I'm trying to get your attention?
Much more interesting things.
Trying desperately to get Sligo's attention. Who is 5 feet from me?
Yeah, I'm thinking we need some sort of flag so you can just like...
I was swinging both of my arms. Then I started doing jumping jacks. Then I was lighting off flares.
I'm really good at ignoring boring people.
Wow. Wow, that hurts. All right, so listen, we want to take your phone calls on the best sports moment you've ever seen.
Yeah, that last yesterday is probably going to go into the annals. You know, it's going to be in replays and stuff.
Best sports moment you've ever seen. It could be any sport, but if you've seen it and you want to call 818-955-KLOS, I will use one more baseball example, and that's my friend Beer Mug, who used to work with me at the other station.
Good old Mug.
His mom is the worst fan ever. And when the Dodgers fans get behind... She leaves.
Oh, man, that's not what you do.
No.
You stay. You keep your butt in that chair.
In the World Series, I believe it was game one, Kirk Gibson came up to the plate. They were down by one. He had two injured legs, if I recall correctly. They put him in as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning with two outs.
Right.
Muggs and his mom had already left. And we're sitting at a Chinese restaurant. And the waiter came up and said, hey, Kirk Gibson just hit a home run and they won the game. They were at the game and left.
They could have been there for that moment in time.
Wow. Which is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Dodger moment of all time.
Right.
You know, other than winning pennants, but championships.
They were. They're just sitting there, and then they decided, you know what? Let's just go get Chinese food. They're not doing well. I'm not going to support my team.
Right. In a World Series. By the way, as a guy who used to get up early, I understand leaving early.
Sure.
But here are the rules. You never leave when it's a tie.
No.
Ever.
No.
And if your team's ahead, that's the perfect time to leave, because if the other team comes back and wins, you don't want to see that.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But if it's a World Series game or NHL playoffs or NBA finals, you stay.
And let's reverse it a little bit. So he went with his mom, Ian. Yes. Do we need to talk about that? Unpack that a little?
We don't have time.
He's going out with mom.
We don't have time to unpack that.
Okay.
But was at the park? Was it Dodger Stadium and missed the Kirk Gibson home run?
Amazing.
So the best sports moment you've ever seen.
You actually did see.
Yes.
You were there.
You didn't leave.
You didn't wander off with mom to get some Chinese food.
You actually saw it happen. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
And that was written in a hotel room one time, I believe. And it was he and Gene.
955. We should get together on this stuff so we know what we're doing.
Yeah, who cares?
What do you want to say?
I want to go home.
Okay. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We were talking to Molly Knight about the Dodgers in the game last night, the wild card game, when they won it with a home run by Chris Taylor in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs.
Amazing.
And the question is, the best sports moment you have ever seen?
People call it the year of the Avalanche overtime playoff series, where every game seemed to have gone into an overtime and several went to three overtimes.
Which is insane, because in the playoffs, they're full 20-minute periods in overtime.
Exactly. Exactly. That, and we were in a bar, and of course, drinks were still flowing.
As a Kings fan, that's my number one, is the Kings winning the Stanley Cup in 2012.
Yeah, that was a good year, too.
That's my number one as well. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, man.
KLOS, hello.
I actually got in Sports Illustrated because of a mix-up with Cedric Sabalas.
You got in a fight with Cedric Sabalas of the Lakers?
No. I got in Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Because he decided on taking a mini vacation during the season.
Okay.
My friend and I snuck in a sign saying, Cedric, there is no I in team.
Nicely done. And they put your sign and you on TV?
Or no, in Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, I mean?
Sports Even Illustrated better. With Even my better. Best friend.
Yeah. Please tell me that you have that framed on the wall and blown up or something.
Yes, I do.
That's awesome. Well, that's a pretty damn good moment. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Your best sporting moment that you've ever seen. 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about the Dodgers last night and Chris Taylor's home run, and then we morphed into the best sports moment you've ever seen in your life. You have one?
Hello, yes. My best sports moment would be watching Jeff Gordon with Daytona 500, 2005.
Oh, so maybe it was the first year he won?
Yeah, I believe it was the second year that he won. Was out there with my dad. I was about 10 years old. First NASCAR event I'd ever been to. Just kind of on the fly that we went. but it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's very, very
cool.
That
is pretty cool.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
you. Yeah, you know, it is always those ones when you were a kid, too. I got to see the Harlem Globetrotters play in Phoenix, and I think they were like a couple of the Suns were playing them, you know, just as an exposition game. Kicking their ass.
Mess around, sure.
It was just awesome. It was amazing.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Your best sports moment you've ever seen?
Well, I've seen all three big home runs from 88, the Turners, to last night.
Yeah, nice.
But the best sports moment was when I was a kid watching my black and white TV when we won the gold in 1980 in hockey.
Oh, nice.
I was probably the only kid in Fountain Valley that watched it. But, no, I watched them. We beat the Russians.
I watched that as well, and not to correct you, but that's not when they won the gold. That was to get to the gold medal match. Okay, all right.
Then we played Sweden.
All right.
We played Sweden, and we beat Sweden for the gold match. But then we beat Russia. We got our ass kicked the first time we played them. They beat us by, like, 12 goals or whatever.
Right.
And we played them for the right to go to the gold. And then we beat Sweden in the gold round.
There you go.
And all of this was on your black and white TV screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember,
1980, I was lucky to even have a TV.
Yeah, we didn't
in
get
my room.
We didn't get one of them color TVs until, I don't know, 83 or 84 or something. It was really sad.
Oh, and I grew up as the remote control. So,
oh, yeah, You were the one sitting on the floor changing the channel. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Ed Reed from Lakewood.
Hey there. Best sports moment you've ever seen?
Yeah, only a few people have actually seen this. I was at the Dodger game and saw Dennis Martinez pitch a perfect game.
Wow.
What year was that?
I think the late 80s or early 90s.
Gotcha.
That's cool. How crazy did the crowd go?
Oh, by the seventh inning, people were leaving. They had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
I was yelling at people.
Dodger fans know what a perfect game is. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, people were leaving. I was yelling at people like, don't you know what the hell is going on?
Wow. That's crazy. Wow. I'm
surprised by that.
Yeah, my dad wasn't too happy because he watched baseball his whole life and never saw anything like that.
Wow. Hey, sorry, Dad.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS, your all-time best sports moment you viewed.
In the next hour, between 5 and 6, we have a shot for you to win $1,800.
Yeah, it's up to $1,800. It's $1,000 in our high-low cash contest. We do it at 7 in the morning, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. And every time someone misses it, it goes up another $100. And
so we'll give you a chance between 5 and 6.
Yeah, and the last guess was 63. That was low. So pick a number between 0 and 95 and be ready to win.
And make it higher than 63.
That's probably a good idea.
We're talking about the best sports moments you've ever seen. You have one?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Your best sport moment you've ever seen?
Best sport moment I ever saw was a King of the Cage fight out at San Manuel Indian Casino.
Mm-hmm.
A fighter named Ruben Duran was fighting. He's a Muay Thai fighter. He was fighting another Muay Thai fighter. A three-round fight, five-minute rounds each. And the other guy was a better Muay Thai fighter. But the third round, Ruben Duran was going to lose. And 4 minutes and 57 seconds into it, he realized this, and he started pounding away on this other Muay Thai fighter and knocked him out cold.
In three seconds?
I never heard a place... 3 seconds left, the third round, and I never heard an audience erupt so much, ever.
That's crazy.
That's what a Foley artist needs.
Yes.
You need to be at that kind of game.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. Hello, yeah, there's another, my instance was a Dodger World Series as well, and there's another instance of a home run that folks are overlooking.
Okay, what was
it? And I happened to be in attendance in the bleachers a few years ago. The Dodgers won in 18 innings, longest World Series game ever. It was Muncy's home run into left field. It landed four rows in front of us.
Oh, wow. Did you go diving for it?
Game in World Series. What's that?
Did you go
everybody
diving
was
for it?
Diving.
Yeah.
And not only was everybody diving for it, the guy who got it started showing buddy.
Whoa.
Hand out, showing up, grabbed my phone and took a picture of it while he was standing there.
Ha, nice.
And the irony of the entire thing, when we got out of the truck to go to the before it started, my friend that was with me, I looked over at him. We were running late. I looked over and said, you know, tonight's game's going to go 18 innings. He thought, and I was
you
joking
around. Didn't say that.
I was joking.
Let's see the video.
It's going to go 18 innings. Sure enough, longest game, World Series history made.
That's awesome, man. Thanks for calling. That's awesome.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello, you got me?
We got you. Best sports moment you ever seen?
Yes, I was in Lake Placid in 1980 when the USA beat Finland. It wasn't Sweden for the gold. It was Finland. They beat Finland for the gold. They beat Russia to get to the gold, and they beat Finland in the gold medal game, and I was there.
Why were you there?
And I used to live in upstate New York back in 1980, and hockey was a big thing back then. And yes, my dad got tickets to the game, and you don't know what game you're going to go to when you buy the ticket.
Right.
It just happened to be the gold medal game.
Wow.
Dang. That's pretty strong.
And yeah.
The atmosphere was absolutely electric with the crowd yelling, USA!
USA! USA.
I mean, it was the most incredible moment I've ever experienced. Not even sports moment, but incredible moment of all time.
Wow, very cool.
It was impressive.
That's awesome.
Very impressive.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to talk about bad bosses.
Everybody's had one of those.
Everybody has.
Bad boss.
It's crazy. When I grew up, you know, you think that the people who are working at a place don't know as much and don't make as good decisions like the people who are in management, which is just not true.
Nope, not true.
But you think it is when you're growing up.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I remember.
So we're talking about bad bosses. There was one who treats people's personal belongings like garbage. My boss has no regard for a customer's expensive chair, even after I told him how much it's worth. Just kicking it around and just nonsense. Don't care.
Where was the chair?
At the place where they were working.
Right.
And it was hadn't been sent out yet.
Oh, okay.
And the boss was just like, I don't care. What do I care? It's not my chair. This boss who conveniently keeps forgetting their employee can't work overtime?
Well, yeah, well, I've always had those.
My boss hired me part-time knowing my full school schedule.
Right.
But keeps accidentally scheduling me 50 hours a week.
Yeah, they never care. They don't care.
Don't care at all.
No.
This boss should be sued for discrimination, which is absolutely true. My boss told me to put up at work because, quote, I don't want to touch that, make the gay slur do it.
Oh, nice.
So I'm glad he got sued. The boss who continued being a creep toward his employee even after she quit.
Like creeping on her?
Yes.
Just like, yeah, kind of hanging out in the bushes.
How crazy is that?
We miss you at work.
This is from a BuzzFeed article, so we're going to take your calls about crazy bosses and what they asked you to do at 818-955-KLOS.
I mean, my boss, one of them at the record store I worked at, Warehouse Records back in the day, was literally insane. She filled notebooks full, line after line, quite along the lines of all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Right.
Over and over again, she wrote, I deserve to meet Steve Perry. I deserve to meet Steve
Perry. Wow.
I deserve to meet Steve Perry. She would spend hours all day. She wouldn't do anything. She had us do all the work. And, I was been in radio for a couple of years at that point already. And I was like, you going to send that to his management or the label? You're not going to meet
gonna
Steve
scare
Perry.
Right.
Exactly. You're going to get a restraining order.
Well, that's scary.
She was like, no, I won't. They'll let me meet him. They're going to be so amazed at how many of these I'm sending. I'm like, you're a psycho.
The boss who inconveniences everyone with their archaic methods. I'm an HR assistant, and I'm forced by my boss to use paper to keep track of working hours instead of just doing it on Excel or an HR software, which we have.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Makes them do it on paper. This boss would rather risk their employee going to jail than having them miss a day of work. So in this particular story, the boss wanted a day off.
Right.
The employee was supposed to fill in for him.
Right.
But the employee was supposed to go meet a probation officer.
Oh.
Or go to jail.
Oh, man. Screw the boss.
And the boss said, sorry, dude, you got to come in.
Nope.
Because I am taking my day off.
Nope. I'll go get another job.
It doesn't say exactly what happened, but I would assume the guy quit.
Yeah, you gotta.
You would have to.
Yeah.
I got called and fired during a pandemic, so 818-955-KLOS if you worked for a terrible boss. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS. We've all had bad bosses.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we all have in common.
I gotta say, I've had some really good bosses, though, too. I mean, I really have.
I have, too.
Yeah, amazingly good.
In our business, that's rare.
It's very rare. Yeah. So, yeah.
But that's not what we're interested in.
We don't want to talk about that. No, we want who cares?
Crazy bosses. Your story, you have one?
So, check it out. So, this guy used to have me work overtime all the time. And then, when it came to payday, he'd be like, we're like family.
Oh.
And then, one day, he crapped his pants. And he wanted me to clean up after him.
No.
Wow.
No.
Hey, dude, that's not in a job description.
Yeah. No. I'd be like, I wouldn't do that for my family. My brother can take care of himself. Yeah.
It was gross. You're
that's like, pretty nasty.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. That's a bad boss.
KLOS, hello.
So I was listening to the segment about bad bosses, and I figured I wanted to share mine. So I'm on my way to that job with that boss.
Excellent.
I have this boss who pretty much gives us no direction, and then she gets mad when we do our job the way we're supposed to do it. So, for example, she's like, okay, yeah, it's hot outside. Hydrate. She sees us drinking water. She's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, hydrating?
I don't understand bosses like that, but yeah. That seems to happen a lot.
Yeah.
Make sure and drink a lot. Hey, yeah. What are you, why are you drinking?
Yeah. Who's standing around drinking for?
That's crazy.
Get back to work. Sweat it out.
Yeah.
Well, good luck not dying at the job. At least it's a cool day today since you're heading in right now.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you doing? How y'all doing today?
We are doing well. You have a bad boss story?
Oh, yeah. I deliver pizzas, and before work, I was in my uniform and whatnot, and I didn't make it to the bathroom in time.
Oh, no.
Wait, are you the boss of that last guy that called a little minute ago?
So I called my boss, told her, well, I'm not going to make it to work today because I don't know what's going to happen. She told me to go home, take a shower, change your clothes, and watch your in the bathroom until you go on delivery.
Wow.
That doesn't seem like a very good idea.
No, not when you're delivering food. What? Are you stupid?
And you said what?
I said, I didn't say anything, and then I just had to go see a doctor, so I have that excuse.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. Yeah, that makes sense. Right on.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I think if you're going to like accidentally poop, maybe don't bring us food.
I agree. That's a pretty solid rule.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your crappy boss.
We're talking about you had a crazy boss. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Bad boss story.
Yes.
I worked for a mortgage company. And it was a refinance, and it took a while to close because they weren't really responding well, the client. And so anyway, I got it to close and escrow and everything, and he took the loan away from me and took my money. And anyway, I took him to court, and I won.
Yay!
So. Nicely good. Done.
Good. Well done. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I delivered over here.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi, tell us about your bad boss.
Hello?
Hi, tell us about your bad boss. Everybody's repeating to
mm-hmm.
So I had a very inappropriate boss.
Mm.
She offered my ex-boyfriend to live with her.
What?
Yeah. He was like he broke up with his girlfriend, tried to find a new place to live, and my boss at the time offered to be his roommate. She was like, you can move in with me, and was like trying to make me reassuring that, oh, I don't want anything from him.
But unfortunately, I only have one bed, and it's a very small bed.
Sure wish I had two.
Yeah, and I wish I had a nightgown, but I don't have one, so we'll have to sleep.
Yeah, she was very provocative.
Naked.
Like,
yeah.
Even with the doctor I worked with, she was always like accidentally rubbing her ass against him. And
Hey, wow. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
I accidentally do that to Kevin a lot. He has asked me to stop. I'm working on it. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so I was a driver, and I had my manager try to frame me for stealing from the till, from the cash register.
Was it actually him stealing?
No, neither of us was stealing. He literally did this sleight of hand magic trick as I was counting my money at the end of a shift to give to him, and he slipped like $60 extra in my pile of cash.
Really?
And I swear, I don't know what he had against me. And then it dawned on me a few hours later. I came back and returned the money, and then just put in a transfer to get to a different location.
Yeah,
wow. That dude hated you.
Yeah.
I always hated dealing with cash, man. You know, you work retail or whatever, and you're the one who's closing out, and you got to count the cash.
And sometimes it's tough to steal.
A lot of the 20s go in your pocket
by
accident.
Yeah. What are you
going to
do?
Granted, I was stoned at the time, but not stoned enough. I realized it, though.
Right. Thanks for calling, man. See, stoners can figure stuff out, man.
Of course. Totally. Just takes a little longer.
Yeah, man. What are we talking about?
Hey, are we doing the thing?
Yeah, money.
The giveaway thing?
Yeah. Money.
Doing that now?
Yeah. Let's do it now.
It's time for the high-low game here at 95.5 KLOS. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we have $1,800 for you to win.
That's right. So it keeps rolling over an extra 100 whenever someone gets it wrong, picking a number between 0 and 95. So we're at 1,800 right now. The last guess was 63. That was low. So you want to guess something higher between 0 and 95, and you want to be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Tell them what else they win, Kevin.
They also win tickets to see the Stones at SoFi, which is next weekend.
That's unbelievable.
Next week,
Yeah, Thursday.
That is crazy.
We will send you to SoFi Stadium if you are a caller 13, for sure, even if you guess the wrong number right now. And those tickets are on sale as we speak at Ticketmaster.
Good luck.
818-955-KLOS.
This is a high low game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Rodney.
Rodney, you're caller 13.
Oh, great. Man, I'm trying.
Nicely done. You got tickets for the Stones at SoFi already.
Man, I'm giddy.
And a shot at $1,800. The last guess was 63, and it was low.
So, what would you like to guess between 0 and 95?
I'm going to go with 65.
65. I'm going to ask the motherboard here.
Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
Oh, man. You're high.
Wow. What a loser. Wow. So close.
But, dude, Stones tickets.
Yeah, man, that's
Let's focus on that.
Yeah, let's focus on that. That's pretty cool. Right on. Congratulations, Ish.
Thank you so much.
You know, I was thinking of did you see the Cats video that was put to that song several years ago? It was early on.
With cats?
Yeah, it's a bunch of cats.
I avoid cats.
It was so stupid, and it's one of those things where I like it too much. You know what I mean? I hate this. I hate it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I just stick with my hate. I just live with the hate.
That's probably the healthiest thing to
do. It's time for what we learned.
Oh, cool. What did we learn?
In Illinois, there was a high-speed chase with two zebras.
Rules. We need zebras here.
We need to step it up in Los Angeles, people.
Yeah.
We need to step up the crazy.
Break out your zebras.
Nobody else is going to take the title from us. Pretty much everybody has worked for a terrible boss.
Yeah.
Not necessarily as bad as the woman who wanted her employee's boyfriend to move in with her.
She's like, yeah, you know, we won't do anything. He's going to have to live in with my room and
I can be trusted in my one bed with your boyfriend.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy.
I will.
I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
All right.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Gilbert shut the door's vehicle and sped away, according to a Tennessee Highway Patrol.
I'm sorry, can we walk that back just a second?
Yeah.
You said what? He shut the door's vehicle.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I just had to point that out. That was weird. That was odd.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
And I didn't notice it.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
If you were watching Saturday Night Live on this day in rock in 1978, you saw the Rolling Stones play their brand new single, Beast of Burden. There was a hope of another album somewhere down the line, but it was on this day in rock in 1986 when the Police released their very final single, the Don't Stand So Close to Me 1986 version, and then called it quits. It was on this day in rock in 1988 when Yoko Ono's documentary Imagine John Lennon was opening in theaters.